A symbolic moment in the capital. Croatia's Prime Minister and the European Commission President paying for their coffee in euros. The first day of the new year has come with two more firsts, adopting the euro and joining the border-free Schengen zone. Earlier at the border with Slovenia, the two leaders had this to say.
If there are historical moments, special moments, which should provide us with great honour, and when we witness the achievement of strategic goals of a state, this is such a day.
Being able to cross internal borders without controls is one important achievement. Being able to pay cross borders using the same EU currency is another one. And I know by my own personal experience that Croatians will always remember the first time they paid with euros. The first time they held the euro coin minted with your national emblem, the kuna.
But it's not that simple for many people. For the next few weeks, you can still pay in the old currency, the kuna, but the change must now be given in euros. And that's causing confusion. This buyer tells us she has two wallets now. She will convert the change, she laughs. I still don't know. We are shown the app they use to calculate the change.
We have this app now, so converting is more or less simple. Croatians are still paying in kunas and foreigners are paying in euros. We love the kuna more, of course, because it's our currency.
I'm not happy about the euro, but it's not a problem for me to convert. I have some kuna and small euros, and the rest I will take from the cash machine if it will work. It's total chaos with the ATMs.
It will be an adjustment for everyone, and it will take time.
As the newest member of the European Union, Croatia is the 20th country to adopt the euro and go through this transition. There is no doubt there will be challenges over the next couple of weeks as Croatians let go of their currency and gradually go fully euro. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Zagreb.